would you consider yourself to be middle class? And how can you be sure if you are, what class you would fit into? Apparently, if you own a barbecue, you're well on your way. Having an AGA or a wood-burning stove also qualifies you, as does using coasters. Not sure about that. I spoke to Jim McDowell and etiquette expert William Hansen. He actually carried out this research himself. I asked William what he believes makes someone middle class.
Well, it's normally looking at the possessions that somebody has in their house, the things that they have actively chosen to put in their house. They're not necessarily what type of house that they have they're living in, because that may not have been their choice. It's what they have actively chosen to populate the house with.
Right.
Mug trees, for example, are a particularly telltale sign in the kitchen. All these, mugs don't grow.
Oh, a mug tree.
Yes, those awful naff wooden things with little sort of knobs coming off that you hang your mugs on, particularly grim, and not something that we should have in any.
And does that are you saying that makes you middle class if you have one of those in your kitchen?
Yes, well, indeed, drinking from mugs makes you quite middle class in the first place, whether you have a mug tree or not.
Where would you put yourself?
I don't really like putting people in. Well, I don't like putting myself in brackets. Probably upper middle.
Upper middle. That's interesting.
Or at a push, lower upper.
I'm confused now, but I'm not sure that's right. Also on your list, you've got things like smart TV, a wood-burning stove, boiling water taps, an AGA range cooker, a hot tub. Having a hot tub makes you middle class. Some people, yeah. William, will say this is absolute nonsense.
They're more than welcome to say that, but the hot tub is particularly sort of middle class, especially in this country. There's no need to sit outside in some sort of slightly lukewarm petri dish with sort of slightly overweight people in a hot tub. I mean, what is sophisticated about that?
Well, there's one man that I wouldn't mind sharing a hot tub with. It wouldn't bother me, and that's Jim Madol. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Finnish.
What do you think? Is there still such a thing as class, or has it changed over recent years?
It's changed incredibly because William Watt says it's a content to your house. It's not about that at all. It's where you come from and what you become. I mean, you can be born, I wouldn't call it working class, I would call it decent, honest people, ordinary people. You can be born in a side street down the path like Gasworks, where I came from, and then you work your way in life and you get stuff around you. But I would never see myself as middle class. William says he's upper middle class. I mean, a hot tub in our house at 17 Hard Street South was a tin bath that sat in front of a fire on a Saturday night. We are mad scrubbing you with carbolic soap and a scrubbing brush, to get the dirt off you when you were away. And that thing about hanging mugs up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, mugs in Northern Ireland, Vinny, has got a very a double meaning. If you say to somebody, "Oh, you're a mug, you're talking rubbish," there are a lot of mugs I'd like to hang up on the tree in my kitchen, and they're human mugs.
Well, here, do you have a mug tree, and do you have a hot tub? I wouldn't be surprised, Jim Madol, if you had a hot tub.
About a hot tub. Listen, yeah. that boy that you're working with, that you're substituting for this morning, Vinny, I mean, he's got a hot tub here.
He does.
Mr. Nolan's got a hot tub. And I thought the only hot tub that Mr. Nolan could ever fit in would be if they had a heated up Strangford lock.
No.
Into that.
Let's not descend to the fat jokes, Jim Madol. If you had to put yourself in a class, Jim, where would you put yourself?
I'm still working class from Donegal Pass, and you earn your way through. You do jobs. You get into a profession or into some kind of job where you get a few bob about you. But it's hard work. It's hard graft. It's a bubble of sweat and
okay.
baldy head. But I wouldn't class myself. I'm a working man. Always have been a working man and respect working men. And that's where I sit. And women.
Okay. William, you interviewed 2,000 adults to try and come up with this list and to see where the lines are between the different classes. But can you, as Jim says there, does it a lot of it really have to do with where you're from, where you were born, where you grew up?
No, I don't think so. It's got to do with where you want to end up, really. It's your aspirations. So you can, by all means, sort of choose to sort of forget or to blur where you've come from. But it's aspiring to where you want to go. And so people that buy things like these silly boiling water taps, which are hugely expensive and complete waste of money, never actually produce boiling water, as the ones that I have used, are sort of trying to show off using their money and showing people how much money they have. And
yeah.
that in itself is middle class.
So money doesn't link to it in that you can perceive to be lower class, working class, middle class, upper class, but the amount of money you have doesn't actually matter. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all, because, I mean, a lot of upper class people now, particularly like a lot of the people that are not upper class but equally are not middle class, don't particularly have that much money. So you can have all the money in the world, but that doesn't make you upper class or higher than the rest of
them. Do you think is it frowned on a bit now to label yourself or to be labelled as middle class? It's like something that you should... I hear people maybe saying, oh, no, I'm not like that, I'm not posh or whatever, I'm more working class, and that maybe is perceived as being more acceptable.
Yes, it's very taboo to say that someone is this class or you come from that bracket or wish to be in this bracket. It's complete taboo. Social class is always going to be with us, whether we like it or not. It is always something that is in part of not just British life, but you know, even in America, where they have less of a class system, there is still something there. Every society has one, and although people might say that they are not part of this class or that class, you just need to go around to their house and sort of, you know, see if they've got coasters and their.
What is it with coasters? I have coasters, right? And I've never really thought about where I would put myself in terms of my class. But if I had to pick, I would say working class. You know, from my background, how I grew up, and. But having coasters in my house, I don't have a hot tub. What else is on this list? A spiralizer. I don't even know what that is.
Do you have one of those sort of Nutribullet type things?
I have something like that. I don't use very often. And I have a barbecue. Surely everyone has a barbecue. Most of the time, mine is those wee tin things you buy in the pound shop.
Right. Well, yes, they're not middle class. A coaster, a little coasters, for example, you know, they're so prissy, trying to protect furniture. And what is so funny is that the middle class will have these coasters to protect their furniture that came from IKEA, which isn't particularly expensive and not particularly pretty, and actually if it does get a ring mark on it, it's not the end of the world. It's not some sort of antique heirloom that they are trying to protect.
Finny, could I say something
yes,
here?
Yes, please do.
William hasn't touched on one thing that kind of delineates class, whether you're aristocrat or the aristocrat or whether you're upper middle class, as he says. But if you listen to William's accent, in contrast to my accent, now I've got an old Belfast colloquial accent, like coal rasping under the scullery door. You can tell by William's accent what kind of plateau of class.
But is that fair either, Jim?
Because he sits on. You can tell by his accent.
Yeah, but he might have a posh accent. But he could have someone with a posh accent, Jim, that maybe considers themselves to be working class, or indeed you can have someone with a working class perceived accent that could be, you know, upper class, whatever that is.
Well, no, but I'm saying, well, you can, but they would be in the minority. I mean, if you walk into a room, say a university common room, especially if it was a university like Cambridge or Oxford, and you walked into that common room into the staff room or whatever, you would immediately feel alien. I would anyway. And it's accent as well. It's not just possessions. It's not just what you accumulate. It's your accent.
Is that partly confidence as well, Jim? You know, a certain era, aura around you.
Vinny, let's bring it down to basics. It's breeding. You know, it's what you hear in the house around you. If you live in a stately home, you're going to talk like the rest of the people in the stately home. If you're born and brought up in a two bedroom house with an outside toilet, then you're going to talk like the people around you. So the accent differentiates as well. And you know as well as I know. I mean, we're talking about posh people, but you know, in this country, William, where in the old days, you know, the old estates didn't buy from the plantation. Essentially, it's you could tell as soon as you walked into a room and somebody opened their mouth, you could kind of bracket them. You could say he's aristocracy. He comes from an outlandish gentry family, or he comes from the Shankill Road or the Falls Road. That is the main indicator.
I've got a feeling you wouldn't want to be middle class, Jim, or perceived to be middle class. I think
I'm happy enough in my own old shell. The only mug that I ever want to see is one sitting in a bar counter and buying a pint. And the other definition, and I suppose William hasn't thought of this, I've always thought that the real middle class are the people who make their own home brew at home and are too tight to go to the pub.
Nonsense, you're talking about beer now. Making your own beer makes you middle class.
What? Well, I brew in your own beer makes you middle class. You're too tight to go to the pub and buy a round for your mates, you know.
William, is that look, well, before we get into that, I think, William, that sometimes people use class to feel like they are better or indeed inferior to other people.
Yeah.
And that's where the main problem is. And that is maybe why we should say nonsense to any class. Let's not try to put people in boxes, because at the end of the day, that helps nobody.
Well, you have a point, but and people do use the class in order to sort of social one-upmanship. But I think today we sort of have an inverted snobbery in that, you know, you can be terribly rude to people that supposedly come from privileged backgrounds and speak with sort of rather traditionally British accents. But actually, if you dare say anything about someone from a lower class, then that is somehow not the same. Just because somebody has a slightly more privileged background. It's complete hypocrisy.
Okay, let's see what you think at home this morning. 0-30-30-80-55-55. I think Mr. Nolan, who usually sits, well, sometimes sits in this seat, he has a hot tub, he has a mug tree, and he's always buying gadgets. He does like his tech. I don't know if he has a wood-burning stove. I think his is electric. It's easier for him. So I think it's fair to say that he might be, according to William Hanson, middle class. William and Jim, thank you very much.
All the best for me. Thanks.